Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
January 17th, 2008, Northport, Florida. Robert Salvador and Michael King are engaged in target practice at a local firing range. The sign-in sheet for the range reflects times of 11:57 a.m. for Salvador and 11:58 a.m. for King. Upon arriving at the range, King removes a 9mm handgun from under the passenger seat of his Camaro. Salvador and King stay at the range for approximately 1 hour, and during that time, King fires at least three weapons: his own 9mm handgun, Salvador's 9mm handgun, and one of Salvador's .22 caliber handguns. Michael King did not bring any ammunition to the firing range, so Salvador allows King to use his ammunition. On the return to their vehicles, Salvador carries King's pistol in a bag because range rules prohibit the open carrying of firearms. King's 9mm handgun is returned to its original position under the passenger seat of the Camaro. Salvador feels uneasy about Michael King. There was an intensity in King's eyes today, and he was quieter than usual. 36-year-old Michael King is described by his friends and family as slow, low IQ, and having a divot in his head from a childhood injury. When King drives away in his green Camaro, Salvador has a raw feeling in his gut, a feeling that something is wrong with the man today. But gut feelings amount to what, listener? An instinct? Over the course of the next 8 to 9 hours, Michael King would prove how horribly correct Salvador's instincts truly were.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Denise Amber Lee, age 21, has been working through her house chores. At present, she's cutting her 2-year-old son Noah's hair. Denise doesn't mind the day-to-day grind of being a young stay-at-home mother of two boys. In fact, she loves it. Her and Nathan were high school sweethearts. Her husband works 3 jobs just so they can afford her the opportunity to stay at home with the children. Denise was born in Inglewood, Florida, and grew up with a police sergeant for a father, who taught her the importance of family. She met Nathan, and after only one date, he purchased her a $40 heart-shaped ring for her, a ring Denise never took off, even after they married. At 3:30 p.m., Nathan Lee returned home after a long shift. Only, something isn't right. When he enters the home, Denise doesn't greet Nathan at the door. He calls out to her and receives no answer. Nathan rushes to the kids' room to find the couple's 2 sons, ages 6 months and 2 years, in a crib together, but no sign of mom. Nathan traces his steps back through the house. The doors were locked when he got there, but Denise's keys, purse, and cell phone are all in the house. He checks the backyard and starts to call for her, only louder, getting frantic. Detective Chris Morales responds to the 911 call that was placed by Nathan. The investigator finds no signs of forced entry or struggle. Detective Morales checks in on the children and finds that they are unharmed, not a bruise on them. Morales leaves the distraught husband with two other responding officers to knock on some doors. The first is a Lee family neighbor. Morales asks the neighbor if they saw anything suspicious today. As a matter of fact, they did. Earlier that day, between 1 and 2 p.m., they saw a green Camaro creeping up and down a stretch of road in front of the Lee's home, going very slow. The Camaro had a black car bra, which is a leather or vinyl casing across the front of the car, which protects against impact from insects or rocks. The neighbor saw the car circle back 4 or 5 times. When the neighbor walked outside to investigate because the driver appeared to be lost, the car pulled into the Lee's driveway. The neighbor made eye contact with the driver, but believing the operator of the vehicle had found the residence he was looking for, she returned to her house. 10 or 15 minutes later, the neighbor again stepped outside and saw the Camaro depart from the Lee's residence. Later that day, around 6 p.m., Michael King unexpectedly arrived at the home of his cousin, Harold Muxlow. King is wearing a white graphic tee. His usual prematurely graying hair is ruffled, and his eyes look sullen. He asks Muxlow for a flashlight, a gas can, and a shovel, explaining that his lawnmower was stuck in his front yard. Muxlow can't see why not. He hands the tools over to King at King's car. As Muxlow walks back to his house, he hears a female firmly state, "Call the cops." Muxlow turns around and walks down the driveway, back towards King. He asks his cousin what exactly is going on. King lifts his head from beside the passenger side of the car and replies, "Nothing. Don't worry about it." Muxlow initially turns and begins to walk towards his house, but something doesn't seem right. He turns around once again and walks to the edge of the street towards the car. There, he sees King crawling over the console in the Camaro and pushing the head of a woman with shoulder-length hair down in the back seat. Muxlow sees her knee rise up. King then climbs into the front seat and then drives off. Muxlow doesn't like it. No one asks for 911 unless they're in trouble. He hops in his car and heads straight to King's residence to investigate. When Muxlow arrives, he finds neither King's green Camaro nor a lawnmower in King's yard. Muxlow places an anonymous 911 phone call in which he provides a description of King's vehicle and informs the dispatcher that a person might be in the car against her will. At 6:14 p.m., the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office receives another 911 call. The call is from Denise Lee herself. "Listener, this call is frantic and can be hard to hear at times. It runs about 5 minutes, and it's worth playing in full, even if you can't make out every last thing said. It's more important to get a feel for the nature of the call. Now, keep in mind, the call is pretty distressing as well. Now, once the call is over, I'm going to read a transcript of the audio, so don't feel the need to rewind back to try to make out words said. I got you covered."
I'm sorry,
I just want to go. I'm sorry, I just want to see my family." Male voice, "Why did you do that?" Lee, "I'm sorry, I just want to see my family. I just want to see my family again, please. I just want to see my family again. Let me go." Male voice, "The fucking phone." Lee, "Please let me go." Please let me go. Please let me see my family again. Male voice. No fucking problem. Lee. Okay?
Hello?
Lee, I'm sorry. Male voice. I was gonna let you go. Then you go and fuck around. Lee, I'm sorry. Please, let me go. Male voice. Where's my phone? Now I've gotta go to the next street because of him. Lee, I'm sorry. Please let me go. Male voice. What are you doing? Lee, please let me go. Please. Oh God, please. Male voice. In front of my cousin Harold. Lee, please let me go. God, please. Male voice. I told you I would. Lee, help me. Dispatcher, what's the address? Lee, please help me. Dispatcher, what's the address that you're at? Lee, please. Male voice. I'm not. Dispatcher, hello? Lee, please let me go. Dispatcher, what is the address that you're at? Hello, ma'am? Lee, where are we going? Male voice, I've got to go up and around now because of what you did. Lee, up and around where? Male voice, didn't you see? Exactly 4 streets, well, 5 streets over from your house. Lee, I couldn't tell.
What's your name, ma'am? Hello? What's your name?
My name is Denise. I'm married to a beautiful husband, and I just want to see my kids again.
Your name's Denise?
I'm sorry.
Thank you, too,
Miss
Abita.
Please, God, please protect me.
Are you on
I-75? Where are we?
Dispatcher, what's your name? Ma'am? Hello? Lee, please, my name is Denise. I'm married to a beautiful husband, and I just want to see my kids again. Dispatcher, your name's Denise? Lee, I'm sorry. Please, God, please protect me. Please, God, please protect me. Dispatcher, are you on I-75? Lee, where are we? Male voice, what did you do with my cell phone? Lee, I don't know. Please protect me, please. Dispatcher, where are you at? Can you tell if you're on I-75? Lee, I don't know where your phone is, I'm sorry. Male voice, you be honest with me. Lee, can't you just tell me where we are? Dispatcher, are you blindfolded? If you are, press the button. Lee, I don't have your phone. Please, God. Lee, I don't have it. I don't have it, I'm sorry. Dispatcher, Denise, do you know this guy? Male voice, be honest. Lee, I don't have it. I don't have it, I'm sorry. I don't know where it is. Maybe if I could see, I could help you find it. I'm looking for it.
I don't know where it is. I'm sorry.
Denise, do you know this guy?
She might have the phone laid down and not hear a thing I'm saying, too. He keeps saying off the phone.
I don't know where it is, but if you could stand up and find it.
I'm
looking.
Is that your number?
Denise? How long have you been gone from your house? How long? Do you know how long you've been gone from your house? What's your last name?
Lee.
Lee?
Yeah.
Dispatcher, how long have you been gone from your house? Lee, I don't know. Dispatcher, do you know how long you've been gone from your house? What's your last name? Lee.
Do you know what
street?
Your name's Denise Lee? Can you tell at all what street you're on?
No.
Do you know this guy that's with you?
No.
You don't know him from anywhere?
No, please. Oh, God, help me.
What's your address? What's your home address, do you know?
I don't know. Can you just take me to my house? Can you just take me home? I'm a child, please.
Can you see or do you have a blindfold on?
I can't see. Where are we?
Can they turn off the radio or turn it down?
I can't hear you. It's too loud. Where are we? Are you gonna help me? Are you gonna let me out now? Help me?
Dispatcher, Lee? Lee, yeah. Dispatcher, do you know? Lee, I don't know where your phone is. Dispatcher, your name is Denise? Lee? Uh-huh. Dispatcher, can you tell at all what street you're on? Lee, no. Dispatcher, do you know this guy that's with you? Lee, no. Dispatcher, you don't know him from anywhere? Lee, no, please, oh God, help me. Dispatcher, what's your address? What's your home address, do you know? Lee, I don't know. Please, just take me to my house. Can you take me home, please? Dispatcher, can you see or do you have a blindfold on? Lee, I can't see. Where are we? Dispatcher, can they turn off the radio or turn it down? Lee, I can't hear you. It's too loud. Where are we? Are you going to hurt me? Male voice, give me the phone. Lee, are you going to let me out now? Male voice, as soon as I get the phone. Lee, help me. At that moment, the call is terminated. The cell phone number from which the 911 call was dialed is identified as belonging to Michael King. Law enforcement proceed to King's residence in Northport and forcibly enter the premises. However, neither Denise Lee or Michael King are there. During the early evening of January 17th, a man named Sean Johnson is stopped at a traffic light. He hears an adult female voice screaming for help. Johnson would later select Michael King from a photo lineup as the man who was operating the green Camaro, from which he heard the screams. At around 6:30 p.m., Jane Kowalski is stopped at a traffic light on Highway 41 when she hears someone screaming and commotion coming from a Camaro that is in the traffic lane beside her. Kowalski makes eye contact with the male driver of the Camaro. Jane finds the screaming horrific and recognizes that whoever is in the vehicle is terrified and may be fighting for her life. Jane Kowalski has never heard anything like it in her life. As she watches in stunned shock, the man driving the Camaro turns around and began to push something down in the back seat. After the driver finishes the downward motion, Kowalski sees a hand rise up from the back seat and begin banging loudly on the passenger side window. When the traffic light turns green, Kowalski hesitates with the intent to be in a position to read the license plate of the Camaro as it passes. However, King refuses to drive forward and, when Jane Kowalski begins to slowly roll forward, he changes lanes and pulls behind her. When Kowalski realizes that King will not pass her, she dials 911. The following audio is that 911 call.
911, where's your emergency?
Well, I'm on 41 going south, and I'm going to do a cross street right now. I'm on Chamberlain. I've just crossed Chamberlain. I'm on 41 going south. And I was at a stoplight, and a man pulled up next to me, and there was a child screaming in the car.
What kind of vehicle was he in?
It's a blue Camaro, in the 90s or early 2000s or something.
Okay, it was a baby or a...
No, it was a child. It was more than
old?
You know what? It's dark, and I turned to look at him, and he's a white male, sort of light-colored hair, sort of plump. He's behind me now, and I tried to slow down so he could pass me and I could read his license plate.
Okay, ma'am, don't hang up, okay?
I'm not. Okay.
Listener, it being the holidays, sometimes my finances can take a hit. There have been times where I've had to borrow money that took a while to recover from financially, and we've all been there, spending more than we should during the holidays. Take control of your finances by using a Chime checking account with features like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/obscura. I've had times during the holidays where it's gone as far to where I've overdrafted, but if I was with Chime, they would have allowed me to overdraft up to $200 with no fees. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawal. No monthly fees or maintenance fees, and over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase friends' SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Here's how it works. Set up direct deposit in your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 plus, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges overdraft fees for using SpotMe. Enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A., or Stride Bank, N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirement and overdraft fee limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Okay, where are you now? 41.
Okay, I am. I'm going to pass the cross street, and I believe he's still behind me. I'm at Jinx Drive. I'm just crossing it. I'm going very slow, like 35 miles an hour on 41.
And he's behind you?
I believe he's behind me. He has not passed me, and he's going slower than I am, which is not right because we're holding up traffic and stuff. But I think that he saw me look at him, and I'm not trying to be overdramatic here, but he's going even slower now. And is he pulling over? No, something's going on because he's even going even slower now.
Okay.
But he's right behind me. And I don't know if the kid was, I don't know.
What's your name?
Okay, my name's Jane. Okay, he's pulling over to the other lane now. Jane Kowalski, Kowalski.
And give me your cell phone number in case I lose you.
813-205. Okay, he's going to turn. 205-4100. Oh, shit. And he's going to turn left on Toledo Blade. He's turning left right now.
Oh.
And I'm in the other lane. And
you're going southbound, and he's turning west on Toledo Blade.
Right, and it's like a blue, I want to say like a Camaro type of car, white male.
Okay.
There's a kid in the back seat, and they kept banging on the window.
Went left on Toledo Blade. About how old is this child? Can you tell me?
I didn't see the child. I'd say less than 10, definitely not an infant, old enough to bang on the window.
Okay, 7 to 10?
I don't know. 5 to 10. Okay, now it's green, and they're in the arrow, green arrows, and he's going now.
He's
now,
turning left on Toledo Blade.
Yeah, do you want me to turn? Try to follow him, or?
Okay, does he want her to follow him? Okay, can you turn?
He just turned on Toledo Blade. I don't know if I can catch up. There's a bunch of traffic, and I can't get over.
There's a child in the car someplace between 5 and 10, and it was banging on the window.
And screaming.
And crying.
And screaming. Like screaming, screaming, screaming.
Okay.
And not a happy scream, like, get me out of here scream.
Left on Toledo Blade. And you said it's a blue Camaro?
Blue or black, very dark. He's a white male. And I want to say sort of light-colored hair, maybe a little in the face. I don't think obese, but I'm way past there now. For me to go catch him, I don't know if I'd ever be able to go back. I mean, I would never stop him. I'm not going to put myself at risk. But.
Okay, and I've got your phone number.
813-205-4100.
And your first name again?
It's Jane Kowalski, Kowalski. I mean, I hope they weren't just playing around. To me, it sounded like the kid was frightened and panicky, and I don't know. But instead of taking a chance, I just wanted to make sure I called it in. I'd feel terrible if something would have ever.
Okay, no, I'm very glad you did, ma'am. That's exactly what you should do. Okay, well, you lost him, and thank you now, and we really appreciate you calling us.
Okay, can someone follow up with me? I mean,
hold on, ma'am.
Okay.
What?
Yes.
Okay, hang on, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, the vehicle turned left on Toledo Blade off of 41 southbound. She is no longer with the vehicle. The vehicle had a white male driver, blue or black Camaro. Male had light hair, and there was a child screaming in the car. So,
and banging on the window.
Okay.
And banging on the window, okay.
I've got everybody hollering at me, and just one second. I may need you to pull over, so just bear with
me. That's fine. Oh, okay, I'm going to just pull over now. Let me get over.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay, I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't know if there's an Amber Alert out or something like that, but...
Bear with me. And where are you pulling over?
I just pulled over into the Toys R Us...
Okay, at the Town Center Mall?
Town Center Mall, yeah.
Okay, that's excellent.
I'm from Tampa. I'm going down to Fort Myers to visit my sister. I don't even know where I am, actually, but okay.
You're going where?
I'm going down to Fort Myers to visit my grandmother and my sister. So there's a Chili's there, and there's a Toys R Us.
Yep, exactly where you are. Tell me what kind of car you're in.
It's a silver Mercedes 380 SL.
Okay. If you'll just sit there. And your doors are locked, right?
I mean, sit
in the car. I always have my doors locked.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea, actually.
The car.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Liz? Kirby, do they want to make contact with her? She's pulled over.
Hang on, bear with me here. South left, yeah, he'd be heading to the interstate. I appreciate you holding on, Jane.
No problem. I hope it turned out to be nothing, really. I would never.
She's pulled over in the Toys R Us parking lot. Do they want contact with her? I have all that. I gave it to you. Okay, I'm asking you if they want contact with her. Yes?
Okay, Jane, we have your phone number. If we need you, we'll call you back. You'll be on that cell phone number if we need you, right?
Absolutely, and don't hesitate. I'll give you whatever information I can give you.
Okay, and we really appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, okay. Well, God, I hope. Man, oh, man. Okay.
Thanks, Jane.
All right, thank you.
Just drive careful.
Oh, I shall. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.
While speaking with the dispatcher, Jane Kowalski observes the Camaro make another lane change and then make a left turn onto Toledo Blade Boulevard, heading toward Interstate 75. Due to the traffic, she is unable to change lanes and follow the Camaro. Michael King, managing to evade the helpful citizen, drives off into the night. Denise screams in vain. Neither women were aware of it at the time, but Jane Kowalski was Denise Lee's final chance. Her fate is now sealed. In the next episode of Obscura, we explore her final moments, Michael King's attempt at evasion, and the case that follows, along with grisly evidence recovered during the investigation, including source audio and information direct from the coroner's report. If you'd like to hear it before the main feed, along with a large library of Black Label episodes, head to our Patreon. If not, Part 2 will be up for free next week. I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.